KLYT Broadcast Studios. This is ABQ Connect with Jim Williams.
ABQ Connect is sponsored in part by Bosque Home Services, heating, cooling, plumbing, roofing, and restoration services. 505-444-7200. That's 505-444-7200. Or on the web at HVACAlbuquerqueNM.com. Bosque Home Services, locally grown, locally owned. Thank you for your support of KLYT and our show, ABQ Connect. Brian Cochran, certified Kingdom Advisor and the president of John Moore Associates, joins us now for our investment market update. Hi, Brian. How are you?
Hey, things are great.
Hey, I know you've been on with us now for, I think, going on almost 2 years, and appreciate your time so much. Brian is frequently giving us 10-minute market updates, and then every 3 to 4 weeks he joins us for an hour on the show. Brian, I have to ask you this question before we go into the topics for today, because I know you've told us things time and time again. Are you used to being the calming influence with investor clients, just like you are with us on the radio?
Every day, and not always in times of market volatility. Sometimes people need that calming presence just because there's turmoil in their personal lives, and it turns into sometimes poor financial decisions. So we have to balance the numbers and the technical aspects of what we do, along with the relational and emotional parts of finance that are really hard to escape.
I guess there's no way to just have the emotions stay in line with what you teach us intellectually and spiritually. The emotions sometimes get out of whack. So that's kind of a ministry. In addition to being a financial planner and a certified Kingdom Advisor, that's all part of it.
Yep, absolutely. And, you know, God wants us to live without fear, and finances often create fear and uncertainty in people's lives. So if we can help them remove that fear, I think that does make it a ministry in many ways. And people are not generous when they are fearful. Those things do not coexist, generosity and fear. So if we can remove the fear, it opens people to be more content, more at peace, but also more generous, which is a lot of fun.
Amen. So with all that in mind, I'm going to ask you the first question. Is the stock market an earthquake waiting to happen?
Well, we've been feeling some tremors the last few weeks here, and that's a little uncomfortable, I think, partly because we're coming off about a year now of exceptionally low volatility. So we are getting a lot of questions just like that, where, you know, is the market about to get much more rocky? And I would say it's always good to anticipate volatility in the markets, because we know that markets in the future are always uncertain. But if we look at history, markets typically decline, stock markets typically decline 10 to 15% in value about every 12 to 18 months. So when clients come and say, hey, do you see a correction coming? I say, well, I always expect a correction to come, because we know that's normal. We haven't had much of that lately, but it's likely going to happen in the next few months here, just based on typical market behaviors.
Well, Brian, we've even had a recovery. I mean, when COVID was first announced here, I guess March of 2020, since that time, the market's just recovered very quickly.
Yeah, and I think that perspective is so important. So a lot of people are worried right now because we've seen a few down days. I saw a headline yesterday that said the S&P had its worst September in 10 years. Boy, that sounds like it must have been really bad. But right now we're about 5% off of the all-time highs for the S&P 500. But some good context for that: so far this calendar year, we're still up 16%. Over the last 12 months, we're up 31%, which is incredible. Over the last 5 years, the markets are 120% higher. And this is the number that'll really shock you, I think. In the last 10 years, if you just stuck with the S&P 500 and stayed invested, the market is up 354%. So yes, we've had a little bit of a dip, but that context, I think, is extremely important. And if you are a longer-term investor, you certainly have a lot to be grateful for, even if we've had a little bit of a downside the last week or so.
Remind me of the quote that you've given us in episodes past, where you've told us that if you take a slice out of, you know, say a 20-year slice out of like the last 60 years, the market's always been positive. Is that kind of what right. I remember you saying?
Yeah, that's right. And we call that a rolling period. There's no 20-year period. You can pick any start date, really in your lifetime or mine, Jim, and there's never been a 20-year period from that start date where the markets have been negative. So what we often remind people is, you know, the market news is constant and people are short-term minded, but for a long-term investor, you can live with the confidence that historically the markets have been more and more positive the longer you hold investments. So keeping the long-term horizon can be a big asset.
You know, Brian, I want to tell our listeners, I'm certainly not trying to talk anybody into buying stocks or investing in the stock market, and I don't think you really have that intention either. However, you want to direct people in a financial plan to what is most beneficial, and you're measuring risk and all these other things in the context of putting together that financial plan. So can you tell us how you measure risk for people?
Right. So risk can be defined a few different ways. Some people think of risk as the risk that I don't meet my goals. For example, if we're working with a pre-retired client, we have to address the risk that they may outlive their money. Mm-hmm. So we have to accept volatility in the markets to get enough growth in their investments that they won't run out of money. And that's one risk. Another way people often talk about risk is they swap volatility and risk as different terms. So they think of risk as how much will my investments move up and down. And the way we measure that is typically by measuring standard deviation. So we have technical ways to measure that. And that's one of the things as we get to know our clients, we understand more and more who are the clients that can tolerate that volatility and that risk of markets being uncertain and moving up and down, and who are those that are more fearful in times of volatility and more likely to make a bad decision. And so part of our job is not just to know, again, the technical parts, but understand the individual. And the risk there is not so much that the markets move up and down. The risk is that in a down market, you would make a bad decision and sell your investments when they're worth much less. And then you do not recover your value when the markets rise again. So that's the real risk when markets are volatile.
As a certified Kingdom advisor, what's different about your perspective when you're setting up a financial plan for a client?
Well, I can think of one example in particular. We worked with a couple once, really nice, kind, couple of believers, very generous, very content with their finances. And I didn't know this, but while we were initially running their financial planning as a new client, they were also doing the same process with another advisor with a large national firm, someone who didn't share their faith and didn't look at money like we do. And when we got to the end of the process, we had identified that they had more money than they needed. And in our minds, that opened up an opportunity for generosity. We know in 2 Corinthians, Paul writes that you will be enriched in every way so that you can be generous on every occasion. And so we see people who have surplus like that as an opportunity for generosity. So we coach them that there's an opportunity to give there. We don't tell them they have to give or they should give. We just simply show them that they have this opportunity to be more generous in their retirement years than they ever expected. The other advisor saw the same surplus and was celebrating how they could accumulate millions of dollars and die with $3 million in the bank instead of the current $1 to $2 million that they had. And so they decide to work with us because as believers, they saw that values alignment and that, you know, we're working with the same numbers. Our investment portfolios might be similar, but what we saw is we saw that growth and that abundance as an opportunity for generosity as opposed to an opportunity for greedy accumulation. And I think that perspective is a big part of what makes us different, even if the portfolio might look fairly similar when it comes to stocks and bonds.
Wow, what a blessing. Brian, I appreciate you so much investing in ABQ Connect and KLYT. You guys have been a longtime supporter, certified Kingdom advisor and president of John Moore Associates. Brian Cochran, thanks so much for joining us today.
Thank you, Jim. Have a good weekend, sir.
You too. We'll talk to you next week.